All right, boys and girls, another edition of the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, welcome. It's Dave, all the best stuff from Thursday's show, April 9th. We started things off with some tree talk as the winds have been picking up lately. Tennis insurance is apparently a thing. Our COVIDiot of the day ended up behind bars, and we hit the phones to hear about your pre-pandemic prepper stash. Song stories featured Say You Love Me with the strangely voiced Christine McVie explaining everything. Speaking of females, a female comic called us up for the first time today. Taylor Tomlinson checked in fresh off her Netflix special, and Bernie Sanders is moving out. Have a listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Mostly cloudy, showers, thunderstorms, and damaging winds. You have no idea how much I fear those words, damaging winds. Because without fail, I live in a neighborhood with people who are like, oh, don't cut the trees. It's like, you know, oh, they're a living thing. And no, maintain your trees, and then they don't end up on top of my house.
Or right? Take them all down like I just did. I'm feeling fine, baby. Four stumps in my yard. We'll be good.
And that's just the bodies he's collected. But no, it drives me crazy that people don't maintain them.
Yeah, you know?
Gotta
do it.
And literally, you know, it's like, it's just like old hippie, thinking. It's like, oh, it's a living thing. It's
they
like,
realize it grows back, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. It's like your hair.
Right.
Or they do keep growing. Right?
I've seen trees grow back that were pretty much stumps. It's like, holy crap, that thing's still living?
I've got a deciduous pine tree in my front yard that, like, pine trees are always, dealing with a lot of wind damage. I mean, they snap so easily.
Yeah,
and all that,
they have
right?
a shallow root
and
system.
This thing came back with a vengeance all the way around. I mean, it was from it's got to be 60, 70 feet high. Right, but the first 50 feet, like every branch was broken up, and now it's just more branches and more branches. Let them grow, folks, but you got to take care of them. And there is your horticultural tip for today.
I don't particularly like
John DeBella
for the same reason that I dislike
the John DeBella podcast.
Every morning without fair, we end up talking about sports in the office a little bit and how badly we really need them back. Are you ready for this one?
Okay.
Every sporting event has been canceled. You know that Wimbledon is one of the things that has been canceled this year. And the only other time it was ever canceled was during World War II.
Okay.
Well, it seems that some time ago, the folks at Wimbledon started paying a $2 million a year massive pandemic insurance policy.
Okay.
All right. Ever since the SARS thing started.
Oh, wow.
Right. It's been going on for a long time now. Right. So they've paid roughly $34 million over time, right, to have that insurance. Well, this year, for the very first time, it will kick in because of the pandemic, right? They will walk away with $141 million, right, for not having Wimbledon.
Man, I want to be tennis smart.
Yeah. All right, meanwhile, the NBA is going, oh, damn!
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, isn't it sweet?
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
It's time for us to deal with Bishop Bullwinkle.
Yeah.
That's the guy who does this song.
And of course, right?
Right, yeah, he died. He died last year. Yeah.
Rest in peace.
All right. If you ever have the opportunity, look up his video on YouTube, Bishop Bullwinkle, and it'll give you all of this hell no to the no stuff. Right? But this morning's COVIDiot is a teen in Texas by the name of Lorraine Maradaguia.
All right.
She's 18 years old, and she's behind bars now because she bragged on social media that she was willfully spreading the coronavirus. So the cops went looking for her, right? And it made headlines. It was like, you know, headlines all over Texas for a couple of days.
Sure.
Cops finally tracked her down, right? They have arrested her on terroristic threats. A third-degree felony. She's still in jail. You know why? She doesn't have anybody who can post a $20,000 bail.
Yes.
So she's sitting there for being a stupid teenager and is our COVIDiot of the day.
You are an idiot.
Don't get any closer, huh? Closer, huh? Cover up your mouth when you cough.
John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
So I've got a question for you. I've got a question for everybody here today, because I was thinking about Dave yesterday.
All right.
And
I'm sorry.
The number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Because, you know, we always kind of put you in the prepper category.
Sure, for a long time now.
So we know that, like, you know, if Dave is stockpiling anything, it's ammo. All right, we know there's ammo at Dave's house, right? But recently we found out that he has a habit of stockpiling toilet paper.
Yeah, for a long time now.
For a long time.
Absolutely.
Now going on.
Yeah,
right?
No, yeah. I hate bringing it back from the store. If you can bring it to me, toilet paper is massive.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm already carrying out enough food for a family of four. I don't need that on top of it all.
Okay.
So send it to my house, and I always look for deals. And anytime there's a deal, bam, I know right. I'm going to use it. Might as well buy
600 rolls for $10.
Yeah, totally.
There you go.
My son makes forts out of them.
Right. 600 rolls for $10. You'll get splinters on your ass, but it'll be fine. All right. Well, but I started to think about that, and we all, prior to stockpiling being a bad thing, and you don't want to be stockpiling, you want to share what little resources we have, right? But what did you stockpile? Like, for myself, right, you know, I'm an amateur mixologist and a wine collector.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't running out of booze for a real long time.
and combine that with,
you know, people are forever going, oh, you drink bourbon here.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Or like, you know, Christmas comes along, I am like, you know, I walk out of here with more booze than I walk in with.
Yeah.
Right? You know, so I am the booze stockpile.
State stores closing did not affect you.
Did not affect me. Yeah. They could stay closed for a year and I would barely put a dent in what's going on in my house.
I believe
it. What about you, Sen?
Hair color?
Hair color?
Yes.
Wait, that's not natural?
Well, it used to be, I guess, at one point in my life, but not at this age. Yeah, I mean, I have a very particular color that I want, and it's hard to find, and I have to buy it online. So when you find it? Yeah.
Yeah, you buy lots, right?
Okay. Luckily, I have about enough to do my hair for a year now, I think.
Okay, all right.
Wow.
Well, you're good. Well, what's it for you, folks? 215-263-WMGK. We've all stockpiled something, and we're talking about, you know, like prior to all of this coronavirus stuff starting. What have you been stockpiling over the years? It could be, you know, video games. It could be, like I said, like booze, toilet paper, or in Steve's case, borrowing people's yard equipment.
Yeah. Yes,
sure.
Right?
And mulch. Steve stockpiles mulch.
I've got my parents' edger. I've got
20 rakes.
I've got three rakes.
They're right. Correct. Right. How many belong to you?
Two.
One.
Two of them.
Yeah.
I've got a power washer. That one actually gets pushed around my family.
Uh-huh.
It's just been at my house the longest currently.
It's a real slide, that power washer.
Right.
So I guess I would be stockpiling yard equipment. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Nice.
Okay. So what is it for you? Call us here in the studio.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
The first time that Christine McVie sang with Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks was for the song Say You Love Me. Right? And now think about this. This is a band that had been together for 8 years, I guess, right? And had put out 9 albums, and all of a sudden there's 2 new singers in there. So you can imagine the trepidation that might have happened between, you know, Stevie, Lindsey, and Christine McVie about working together for the first time. But Christine says it was special.
We did Say You Love Me start with, you know. Lindsey just started picking it up right away. And when I started singing the chorus part, they were really hot on harmonies with each other anyway, and they both kind of looked at each other, and they just fell right into it. And I was singing it when I was going, is this me singing? I mean, there's these 3 great harmonies coming out, you know, something which happened so quickly. We just all looked around with massive goosebumps on us and said, we're not going to like this very much, are we? Being facetious, of course.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Taylor Tomlinson, who I am deeming as the voice of the 20-somethings, she's got a new special on Netflix. It's really good. Cindy, let me play a clip of her. I don't know what she's going to be like on the phone this morning, right? You know, because she's calling from LA.
She's probably sleepy.
Probably half asleep,
yeah.
Right? But this is a clip from her special.
If you're single, go to as many weddings as possible so you can walk around just like, okay, not this. We watched her walk down the aisle for what felt like 45 minutes to an hour. Oh my God. These 20-something brides are really milking that walk. She's like, it's like, you're a Bigfoot. Speed it up. We have lives. I swear, when I get married, I'm going to jog a little bit down the aisle like I've been in a crosswalk too long. Just like, yeah, I see the numbers going down. I'm going to have you out of here in 9 seconds. So she gets about halfway down. Everybody's like, she's an angel. She's beautiful. She looked okay. And you ever go to a wedding like, huh, that's your best. Interesting.
So she will be joining us at 7:40 this morning. I recently saw this woman's Netflix special, and it is absolutely hilarious. It's called Quarter Life Crisis. It's available now. Her name is Taylor Tomlinson, and we've got her on the line. Hi, Taylor.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going well. How is it going for you?
You know, hanging in there. We're doing it.
Where are you?
I'm in Los Angeles.
Are you in L.A. proper, or are you, like, in the Valley? Whereabouts are you?
I'm in the Valley.
All right. What's your address?
I know. I was about to say. I was like, where the hell is this going?
We're on Google Earth right now. We want to take a peek.
Well, no, there's one building at Sunset and Vine that like a half a dozen famous comics live in. So I was curious if you were in the comedy building. That's all.
Oh, I didn't know that I was supposed. Is that where people live when they're killing it?
In which case,
I need to move.
I think you're killing it. So, yeah, maybe you do need to move. Because as the spokesperson for the 20-somethings, because I think that is now your responsibility, you deserve better digs.
Thank you. I mean, well, now, this seems like a good time to move, right?
This seems
like the perfect time you know what, honestly, I bought a new, like, duvet cover before this all happened, and I still haven't put it on my bed because I can't handle any more change right now.
Well, you know, change must be a difficult thing for you because you grew up in a very religious family, and there were strict rules. What was family life like for you?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, how much time do we have? This went from, like, where do you live and what's your address to, okay, let's get into things that you only tell your therapist. this is a deep, deep dive of an interview. You know, very strict household. My dad has 4 daughters, which is just an episode of Pride and Prejudice over there. I was not allowed to be fun, and so as an adult, I've just kind of continued to not be fun. I was definitely never going to drink or anything. Like, I don't drink, and it's because I've convinced myself I'm an alcoholic.
Okay.
I don't know if that's true, but I just feel like, why would I unlock that power within me? I know I'm an alcoholic because the only time I've ever wanted to drink is alone in a La Quinta Inn. And, like, I'm told that's when you're not supposed to do it.
That's exactly when you shouldn't be doing it.
I stay away from that stuff, so...
Well, will your parents watch your specials, or do they watch your comedy, and do they have anything to say about that, seeing that they are religious?
They do not care for it anymore, and that is totally fine. It used to bother me because I felt like it was just, you know, you take it personally. If I wasn't their daughter, they wouldn't want to watch it. That being said, I don't know if they've watched it. We have not talked about it.
Okay.
I told them not to.
Okay.
For their own safety.
Now, in the special, you talk about going to a therapist, but, you know, as a healthy comic, you see a therapist regularly.
Of course, yeah. I mean, I'm in the process of ghosting my therapist right now. She knows what she did. And she said something to me in one of our last sessions. She said, you need to be kinder to yourself because you're doing the best that you can. And I was like, that's the meanest thing anyone's ever said to me. Have you not heard anything I've told you in here? This is no one's best. That's why I'm here handing you money every week going, please fix it. Could you fix it? Just fix it.
Taylor, I'm curious about you and your relationship with Sam Morrell, fellow comedian. How long were you guys together before you were quarantined together?
About 6 months.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's been good. Like, I found out he cooks, which is nice. That's why I like dating older guys, because they have all these skills that somebody else taught them. at some point where I'm just like, ooh, I don't know which girlfriend told you to make pasta, but I'm very grateful because this is great.
Is Sam your first, like, serious relationship? Is the first time?
Is this my first serious relationship?
No, I mean, with somebody that's, like, living in the house with you.
Oh, no, I lived with my ex-fiance.
Oh, whoa.
That I talked about in the special.
All right. All right. So was that a bad relationship?
I mean, it didn't work out, so... Usually a relationship you're not in. It was good for the time that it was. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things that that doesn't work out. And I'm very lucky to be quarantined with somebody that I am, you know, very in love with and very we're just good friends.
Well, but there's got to be one weird thing. What's Sam's one weird thing that like really kind of gets to you?
I only can pick one. There's only one. You said one. Just making sure you said one. Okay, just one. During this pandemic, like you're having fights you never thought you'd have. Where you're like, did you Lysol wipe down all the cans of beans before you put them in the cabinet? Like, no. What's wrong with you? Like, you didn't put your grocery store sweatshirt immediately in the hazmat hamper? You even love me? Like. This, you're just reading into things that were never a thing 6 weeks ago.
Well, Taylor Tomlinson has a great new Netflix comedy special called Quarter Life Crisis. It's available now, and folks, you should watch it because, yeah, Taylor, I've got to tell you, you are one of the funniest young comedians I have found in years, and I know a lot of comics.
Thank you so much.
Come play Philadelphia, will you?
Oh, my God. I was supposed to. It got canceled. I would love to.
How come? Why did it get canceled?
Why do you think?
You know, there's always something going around. People dying.
Oh, my God.
Have yourself a great day. Taylor Tomlinson, I think that might have been her first radio interview. It doesn't sound like she was prepared.
A little green still.
Yeah, to talk to disc jockeys. You know,
because the way she is on stage is totally different than how she was on the phone.
She was developing that for years.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I mean, and she's still 20. Green. She's 26 years old.
Amazing. Right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, and at 26 years old, you have your own Netflix special. That is special. You got to watch her. Cindy, you will love her to death. You just got to watch her. And, you know, and a lot of people get, and I'm not being disparaging here. I'm just telling you that a lot of people don't like female comics. Female comics know that. I mean, you know, I think it's Titus's wife who opens for him, mm-hmm. comes out, and the first line is like, oh, God, female comic, right, you know? And this woman is not like that at all. Although we get a lot of great women comics.
Yep.
You know,
we have lately,
Glazer,
yeah.
Nikki Glaser.
Yeah. Rachel Feinstein.
Rachel Feinstein.
Yep.
I mean, a lot of great women come through here. So, you know, and then, you know, now we got Taylor Tomlinson also. Next week, Bob Sack is supposed to be on with us.
Correct.
All right. Who else? Adam Ferrara?
Ferrara is going to be on with us.
Again? Wow.
Yeah.
He was just on here a month or two ago.
Yeah. So was Mercurio.
Shut the hell up, Dave.
Right.
Listen, I'm not saying they're bad.
We're doing what we can to get some comics.
The sequels don't always suck.
Somebody that you just brought up that we haven't talked to a while, who was supposed to play Philly, actually was supposed to be a First Friday guest. Christopher Titus will be on at some point in the next couple weeks.
Okay,
well.
All right.
What about his wife?
All right.
Nah, female comic. No,
yeah, no.
They stink.
The John Bell podcast. John DeBella.
We started talking about this earlier this morning, and I'm curious as to where it is that you stand. The number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Nowadays, stockpiling is a bad word, right? But prior to this virus thing happening, right, we were stockpiling stuff. Everybody stockpiled something. I myself, I could go a long time without having to get wine or liquor. All right, it just happens. Some of it I collect, some of it is given to me. I got a lot.
Right.
I can open up my own state store. Right. Dave, on the other hand, collects, well, stockpiles toilet paper and ammo.
I like to say bullets, Bond stuff, and butt wipes. The three Bs. Killer bees.
All right. Cindy was doing hair color.
Correct.
All right.
Yeah.
And all this time I've thought that was natural. All right.
And I could open up my own tool rental.
Right.
My garden tool rental.
Right.
Place.
Even though they're not your tools. Well, they're renting everybody else's tools.
Yeah.
Right.
But whatever.
Okay.
So, possession's 9/10 of the law, John. I possess them at the moment.
All right. 215-263-WMGK. We got Margo on the line. Good morning, Margo. How you doing?
Good, good.
All right. Are you making it through all this noise?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
are you working? You sound like you're on your phone. Are you on your way to a job? Are you an essential worker?
I am. I'm a nurse.
Oh, a nurse. Oh, God. Well, thank you. Thank you once again. I can't believe the amount of nurses we've been speaking to in the past couple of weeks. All right, so Margo, what is it that you stockpiled? But long before all of this started, what do you stockpile?
Toothpaste and shampoo.
Toothpaste and shampoo.
Is there a specific reason?
No. Whenever I have a coupon, whenever it's on sale, and then I never realize how much I have, and I'll go home and I'll have like I probably got about 15 tubes of toothpaste right now and 11 things of shampoo. Yeah.
Every crazy coupon lady has a stash of shampoo and toothpaste.
Hey, you know what? I'm on the other end of the spectrum. I buy one bottle of shampoo a year.
Yeah.
Have a good morning.
Thank you. You too.
Patrick, what about yourself? What do you stockpile?
Booyakasha.
Booyakasha.
I stockpile lighters.
Lighters?
Every time I go out to the freaking bar, I forget my cigarettes at home, so I have to go out and buy a cigarette, and I need a lighter.
They don't give you matches with cigarettes anymore?
No, I don't like matches. I like lighters.
Okay.
I have like 400 different colored lighters.
Are you serious?
What kind? Bics? Zippos?
Yeah,
butane?
Yeah, the regular big ones.
Okay.
It's not even stockpiling that. You're just forgetful.
Yeah.
Well, it's because he spends so much time in bars. Have a good morning.
You too. Thank you, sir.
Hello, Flo.
Hello. How are you?
I am fine. How's everybody at Progressive?
Oh,
yeah. You must be so sick of that joke.
Please don't leave.
Flo, what do you stockpile?
Fabric.
Fabric?
Yeah. I like to make things and actually came in handy because now I'm making masks and giving them to people.
Oh, that's really nice.
How much are you going through Joanne withdrawal?
A lot. But actually, I have enough fabric here to have my own store. So.
Oh, nice.
Wow, that's like me with lumber.
Yeah, right? Seriously.
Well, as long as I'm at Home Depot, I can use a couple more of these. Have a great morning.
Thank you. You too, guys.
Okay, Robert, what about yourself? What have you been stockpiling over the years?
Pennies. Coins. Pennies.
Pennies. Pennies. Pennies. Oh, that's pennies. Not stockpiling. That's saving.
Well, no, because someday, you know, if pennies are no good, it's worth something, right. You know?
Yeah, well, that's true. The only thing is, Robert, between you and me, we'll both be dead when pennies aren't worth anything anymore.
Actually, guys, that day has arrived. Does anybody actually use pennies?
I don't bend over for them anymore.
Bob?
Yes?
What do you stockpile?
I have quite a stash of plastic model kits.
And you haven't made the models yet?
No.
How many is quite a stock?
I'd say at least 40 or 50.
Oh, why? My Lord.
What are we talking, planes, cars?
I am partial to science fiction material.
Creature from the Black Lagoon?
No, these are like from the Japanese anime show.
Oh, okay.
Giant robots and stuff like that. The stuff's real hard to find now.
So are you just lazy and never building these things? Are you a collector? Why do you have these?
They're hard to find. Back in the day, when they came by, I just picked them up. I do work on them occasionally, but there's a bunch of them down there, down in the basement.
Bob needs a friend.
Yeah.
We'll be your friend, Bob.
Okay, thanks.
Have a good morning.
John DeBella.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
102.9 MGK.
For those of you, for your Bernie bros out there, I'm sorry to hear that your candidate is out. Bernie has dropped out of the race for the presidency. All right, you look like you're about to jump on me for something.
No, not at all. I'm just saying, worst revolution ever.
The revolution from Thor Ragnarok.
But still, you know, again, I remind you, Bernie Bros, you know, okay, this is the second time you tried going through this. It didn't work out. Don't sit there being crybabies. You got to stay in the process. You got to make sure that, and vote for whoever the hell it is you want, but don't just like, I'm not voting because my guy ain't there. That is really a childish thing to do. I mean, Bernie had put it together real well. I mean, he put up his best fight, you know, and now he's moving out, you know, going his own way.
Oh, 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 oh.
Anthony works polling voters for me. Doing it all for just pennies. I've been wanting this job since 2016. Spending all of my pennies. Working too hard to give you heart attack, tick, 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 tick. I ought to know by now. Who the hell needs just a pat on the back? Is that all I get for my money? Seems such a waste of time. Is this what it's all about? Brother, if Biden's moving in, I'm moving out.
The American people are sick and tired of hearing about
John DeBella.
Sick and tired of hearing about
the John DeBella podcast.
Too big to fail is too big to exist.
102.9 MGK.